It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is the Stinking Truth.
A topic that has had a lot of debate over the last several months is the idea of the tush push, that Philadelphia is so good at running and nobody seems to be even in the same league when it comes to being able to run it as effectively as the Eagles do. And there has been a movement to ban the tush push. The NFL owners reportedly could not get the votes necessary to ban it. And so it's been tabled. It's been pushed back for another year. Where are you when it comes to the tush push, whether it should be banned or not?
You know, I hear a lot of stuff about, like, people will complain it's not a football play. Yeah, it is a football play. Yeah, it is. And I think it's a great football play. I think strategy-wise, the Philadelphia Eagles are exceptional. There's a bunch of other teams that run it as well. But the Eagles invented it. They're exceptional at it. Why? Well, you know, they got a quarterback that squats 600 pounds, and they're not afraid to get him hurt. Like, there are several teams that just won't do it. Why? Because their quarterback they think is too valuable. Patrick Mahomes did a quarterback sneak a couple of years ago, hurt his knee, missed a game. They don't quarterback sneak anymore. Joe Burrow is probably not going to get behind the line of scrimmage and run the tush push. He's too valuable, and he's had so many injuries. So they're better at it. By the way, their left tackle is 6'8", 365-pound Jordan Mailata. Their left guard, and they run it to the left side. That's where they really run it. Their left guard, Landon Dickerson, 6'6", 335 pounds. You know, their center. Then they get their tight end back there, and they push it. Now, will it affect the Philadelphia Eagles? I don't really think it will, because the way the rule is written, you can't push the ball carrier. So, and it's also saying you can't instantly push. Well, can we wait a half a second and then push him? You know, like, what are the rules? Or what if we just line up behind the guard and the tackle on that side with our tight end and our tailback, and we push the offensive lineman through the line of scrimmage, and just our center, just our quarterback just gets behind those four guys and continues to drive his legs. Like, I don't really think it'll affect the Philadelphia Eagles. And on Breakfast Ball this morning, my show on FS1, Danny had a great, Danny Parkins is part of the show, had a great statistic. So the Eagles last year were 32 of 39 on the tush push and 11 touchdowns. So they tried it 39 times. They converted 32 times. The rest of the league on just QB sneak, Not tush push. So that's an 80%, essentially an 80% conversion rate. So the rest of the league was at 77% conversion on just quarterback sneak. So if you took that play out and the Philadelphia Eagles just quarterback sneaked, you know what they'd be? 30 instead of 32 of 39. It's two plays. It really is. It's really a very small difference. And ultimately, Mike, not that I think we should go back to back in the day, right? But if it was done in my time, there'd have just been some frontier justice. Somebody would have got injured.
What would you have done?
I would have lined up a one technique on the center and tried to take his leg out with some guy pushing him. You're going to do this? We're going to do it to you. And then see what happens. Maybe we give up a long touchdown. I don't know. But eventually somebody's going to get injured and the league would have to then step in. Now, of course, it's just the game's not played that way anymore. Right? There isn't the frontier justice. Like we used to police ourselves with some of the crap we did. And we did some dirty shit back in the day. I mean, some dirty stuff. And rules were changed because of it. And I'll raise my hand. I was part of it. I mean, like,
peel the curtain back. What were some of those real dirty things that had to be outlawed?
Gosh, let me see. I got my grease board back here.
Oh, we got to do a little diagram.
Let me see.
A little chalk talk.
Okay. Can you? Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait a minute. Let me see if this pen works. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Oh, this
is a pen that works.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So for instance, okay. If I write it back here. All right, wait a minute. Let me bring this mic with me. You got me?
Yeah.
Okay. So we used to do this little technique, and it was dirty, filthy dirty. So let's say, okay, you had.
Look how precise his writing is. You should see when he writes in his diary.
Let's say that this.
Like a seventh grade girl.
Three technique. That's a three technique. Offensive or defensive tackle on the outside shade of the guard. Okay. Let's say this dude is what we would call that dude is a beast, right? That dude is a difference maker. That dude is what we used to call a war daddy. I mean, he's an absolute bitch. I mean, a bitch. And he's just about unblockable. And we want to slow that war daddy down a little bit. Okay. We want to slow him down a little bit. So we would get to call on a seven-step drop with the center working away, okay? And the guard would take a really deep set and invite him up the football field. You want to show him your hands and take a really deep set. The tackle would set like this, like he's taking on the defensive end, and then he would just slice the shit out of his knees when he wasn't looking, and then you would kick out and pick up the end. Now that's something you would do early in a game against a war daddy that is filthy dirty. Am I guilty? Guilty. But this is what the league was at the time, right? If you had a dude that would wear somebody out, you had a plan and you took advantage of that guy. And you know, like I said, am I proud of it? No, I'm not proud of it, but it was just the way the league operated. It
means
the
survival, right?
Right. It was just the way the league operated back then. And I'm telling you right now, like those are some of the things that used to be done. And you know, people will sit there and go, oh, you played for the Broncos. You were dirty and you guys cut people and you guys. Let me tell you something. This was across the board. I can show you you could go back and you could see a million different. Every team did something that was it within the rules? Yes. Was it above board? No, but that's just the way the league operated at that time. And I'm glad, for me personally, I'm glad they've cleaned it up. But I go back just real quick on the tush push.
Keep going.
Real quick on the tush push. Here's the only reason I don't like it. I think it's a football play. I love it. It's unbelievably hard to defend. I love it. It is guys grinding and guys beating the snot out of one another. I love it. Don't get in fourth down and one. I love it, right? I love all those aspects about it. I think it's great. And I love that Philly does it. And I think Philly's the best. And I love watching it. I think it's awesome, right? People say, oh, it's not a football play. Yeah, it is. It's a football play. But here's the deal. You can't do it on special teams. The rule was passed in 2013. You cannot, on the line of scrimmage, on special teams, whether it's a punt or a field goal or a, you know, PAT, you can't line up as a defensive player on special teams and shove another defensive player into the line of scrimmage. It's illegal. Why? Because the league said safety concerns. Most of the time it's because your centers can't defend himself because his head's between his legs and you try to beat the shit out of him. And that's what we used to do when I was playing. We did it all the time, right? Same thing for the guard, man. You got your head in one gap, you got your legs out in the other gap, and you're just – and I played the – like, I got the crap beat out of me all the time on that. Like, it's just the way it was. And so the league decided, hey, that's not safe. We're not going to do it. But, oh, wait a minute. The offense can do it? And it gets first downs, and it keeps drives alive, and it keeps our offense on the field. Yes, it's fine. There's no safety issues here. So it's unsafe for one side of the ball to do it in one situation, but the other side of the ball to do it, you know, there are no icebergs in this water, full steam ahead. It's like the captain of the Titanic.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.